Saw's End is the only place in Morningstar where the player characters can realistically sleep. But it is not welcoming in any comfortable sense. It is loud, crowded, and edged with aggression. People come here to drink away long shifts and bad luck, and the line between camaraderie and violence is thin. The room should feel alive and volatile from the moment the PCs enter. There is laughter, shouting, card games, and the constant sense that something could tip at any second. Orin Ironhand Hale is the reason the place still functions. He is not a background character. He is the final authority in the room. He does not posture or threaten. He acts once, decisively, and everyone obeys. Make it clear through atmosphere and NPC reactions that causing trouble here has immediate consequences. If the PCs escalate, even unintentionally, Orin will end it. And if he does, they lose their right to stay the night. Lodging is conditional on restraint. The taproom is where rumors live, but not where they are freely given. Information about JW does not come from interrogation. It leaks through lowered voices, half-finished sentences, and glances over shoulders. NPCs prefer not to talk about him. If the PCs ask carefully and don't push too hard, they learn that JW is a fur hunter, extremely wealthy, living north-northwest of town, behind walls and wire, reached only by invitation or by quietly following his hands. Details will be inconsistent. That the fog exists in the information itself. The card game 21 is not just entertainment, it is a risk. Playing makes the PCs visible, winning earns money but also resentment. Losing invites mockery. Either way, attention grows. If things escalate, Orin intervenes and the scene ends. Use the game to test how comfortable the players are with social pressure and implied violence, not to simulate gambling in detail. The guest room is where the scene truly turns. The smell of pickled fish should hit before the reveal of Sagan Belmont. The PCs are forced into proximity with him. He is already there. They cannot avoid him. He does not perform. He does not volunteer information. He answers what is asked and no more. His discomfort, scars, and habits should feel real and slightly unsettling. Sagan is the most concrete source of information about JW. But he does not understand the full picture himself. He was hired through intermediaries. He never met Jareth Wyrick. He was paid well, isolated, watched, and intimidated into compliance. The guest house he built is wrong in subtle, disturbing ways. No windows, fixed furniture, ventilation instead of openness. He slept in a tent nearby the timber wall. He was never allowed near the main house. Fog and distance kept the property undefined. When he fled, it was out of fear, not bravery, and he cannot find the place again on his own. Make sure Sagan's information feels costly to him. He is not a witness who feels safe talking. If the PCs mock him, threaten him, or dismiss his fear, he shuts down completely and the trail goes cold. There is no replacement NPC for this knowledge. Loss of information is a valid outcome here. By the end of this scene, the players should feel that Morningstar has done all it will do for them. The town points outward, north, northwest, into fog, toward a place that does not want to be found, and people who prefer to remain rumors rather than neighbors.